for him.
Sounds like you use it too.
Oh yeah, it plays for the birds' nest and stuff like that.
Are there any other storage rooms that you have besides the closet in the attic or the upstairs?
No, not in the house.
Do you have a basement at all?
No.
Okay. Do people around here typically have basements or not?
A lot of people do, but down here we're it's less than 9 foot the water level, so you have to have a pump in it. So basements wasn't real popular. And this area down here along the river, you get back up on the hill and there's basements.
Okay.
And they used to be, years ago, they used to make cellars.
Right.
Like store their stuff in the wintertime. And
what would be the difference between a cellar and a basement then?
A cellar normally is outside, it's unattached to the building.
Oh, okay. So you have to go in from a sort of door right above or something.
It'd be in a hillside or something covered with dirt, you know, there's a room underneath it.
Would those be storm cellars? Or?
No, this was just what they call a root cellar, I think is what we call them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. And that would be, did you say they put food and stuff down there too?
You put your canned stuff and potatoes and apples and stuff like that, storm through the winter. And if you're in the right place and everything was just right, well, you got through the winter with it. You know, and it didn't freeze.
Yeah. Do people have those anymore, I think?
Very few. Well, it depends. Some of these fly-by-nights that want to get back to the old times, you know, I guess they're probably digging some of them, you know.
Okay.
But I think it's not as popular as it used to be.
Okay. Let's see what else we got here. About the outside of the house. What kind of siding is that you have?
Asphalt shingles.
Okay. Is that popular around here, or was it at one time?
No.
What kinds of things do people use then for siding?
Oh, I guess they used asbestos shingles there for a while, and some of them used shiplap siding, which is a board siding, you know.
Okay.
There was a lot more shiplap siding than there was anything else, I think. Of course, we had sawmills in the area, and then I suppose they manufactured it here in the old days.
Was that called shiplap?
Shiplap.
Shiplap.
Yeah. I remember that's what they call it.
Is that also called, is that the same thing as weatherboarding? Or are you familiar with that term, weatherboarding?
No. I'm not familiar with it.
Okay.
If one board just sits over top of the other, is what it is. It's sort of a tape.
All right. That's why they call it lapping, huh?
And that makes sense. But
what are, what kind of, well, tell me what's the top of the house? What is the very top called around here?
Oh, just an attic? Is that what you want?
No, the covering of the attic. The
covering of the attic.
The very top of the house. You mentioned the siding. You also have the... I'm wondering what you use to cover the house around here, what people typically use or used to use.
For the roof?
Yeah.
Oh, anymore, they use a lot of rope panel and tin.
Uh-huh.
Because of the snow, you know. I mean, there are some people that still use shakes, you know, shingles, but they're the kind of people that like to have the snow sit on the roof all winter, I guess. But most of it is propane panel or metal of some sort.
Okay.
So it'll slide off.
Is that what's on yours?
I've just got metal roof on mine.
Yeah, it's definitely metal. What kind
of
metal?
It's corrugated. Corrugated tin.
Okay.
What it's supposed to be.
How does that, is it pretty loud inside then, or is it, because you have the attic, is it pretty much, you can't hear it, like when it rains?
I don't
I'm
hear
talking
it rain,
about.
No, okay. Very seldom I hear it rain.
Do you also have insulation between that and
mm-hmm.
that?
Okay. Yeah.
Alright. Do you also have something that catches water on the sides of the...